We are all liberals. Well, almost all. Liberal democracy is spreading throughout the world, and these countries are liberalizing their economies. Our conservative politicians praise this development and even encourage it. Economists at the University of Chicago, who support free market capitalism, prefer to be called classical liberals. Conservatives support Christian liberal arts colleges, and all of us want our children to have a good liberal arts education. But why are conservatives supporting liberal ideas? Isn't liberalism supposed to be a bad thing? Not in the old days it wasn't. The Latin word liberalis means pertaining to a free person, and a liberal arts education prepares students for making free and responsible choices in their lives. In medieval times, there was a distinction between the liberi, the free-born nobles, and the servi, those who were born to serve and obey. The American and French revolutions were fought to eliminate this distinction and to declare that all human beings, regardless of their class, had inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The divine right of kings and the rule of top males constitute classic conservatism, whereas the American and French revolutions gave us classical liberalism. I don't know anyone who still wants an absolute monarch. So all of us today, conservative and liberal, are living in the political house of classical liberalism. The watchwords of the French Revolution were equality, liberty, and fraternity. I would like to redefine fraternity as community and point out what I think went wrong in France. The French revolutionaries mistakenly thought that their new man would be able to create new values from scratch. Our American revolutionaries were much more reasonable. Although they were critical of oppressive tradition and religion, they still saw value in most traditional community values. Today's conservatives are classical liberals because they support equality and liberty as well as community. Conservatives go wrong when they support or used to support traditions that discriminated against people because of their race or their gender. For classical liberalism to work, as it has done where it now thrives in the world, the three values must always achieve balance and harmony. Classical liberals who stress liberty and neglect equality and community are called libertarians. Libertarians believe that adults should be able to do anything they choose as long as they do not kill, assault, defraud, or steal. They make, I believe, persuasive arguments with regard to free speech, private sexuality, and taking drugs. But their rejection of public services and education undermine the ideal of equality of opportunity. Classical liberals who stress equality are those who have now been tagged as liberal, a four-letter word. It was common for some people to argue that no person is equal to another, so this is an impossible ideal. Classical liberals were not talking about physical traits such as strength or skin color. Rather, they were talking about formal equality before the law, the very cornerstone of liberal democracy everywhere. The free-born noble Americans who founded our country claimed that only they, as male property owners, could have a full complement of rights. However, African Americans and brave women forced us to realize that the classical liberal promise for America was a sham until they were included with full and equal rights. Today, Americans who are attracted to people of their own sex through no choice of their own are denied the equal rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. When judges, even those appointed by Republicans, repeatedly rule in favor of gays and lesbians, they are simply upholding the ideal of equality won for us by American and French revolutionaries. It is always surprising to me to find that some Americans are not liberals in this classical sense. There are some right here in Moscow who believe that men should vote for their wives and that gays and lesbians should be executed, or at least banned from society. Classical conservatism will always find a few oddball fans. This is Nick Geyer, the Belus Pundit, wishing you a good day.